leave me, baby. Well, oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
There's been a bit of a trauma. Elvis is finally here.
I'm here.
Elvis, where you been?
I'm here with Paul. We had a bit of Cadillac trouble back there.
Cadillac trouble? What do you mean?
I'm not entirely sure. I tend not to get involved in the technical side of things, but things that were supposed to be happening were not happening. And
did you get a breakdown?
I made a couple of phone calls. A guy with a van appeared with a spanner, and he took care of everything. And I'd like to say thank you very much to the man with the spanner.
Did he recognize you?
Of course he did.
What about getting oil on your outfit there?
Devils know I maintain a safe distance at all times.
Elvis breaks down on the Westway shock.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to have seen that.
You wouldn't imagine him even coming the Westway way, would you?
No.
It was running particularly freely today, ironically. I'm used to sitting in traffic to the point of overheating on the Westway. But
Listen, can we move on now? It is Ask Elvis. Uh-huh. And we've got people waiting. In fact, we've got so many people waiting. Go on, go to somebody then,
Well,
Tim.
I'd like to go to this question from Sam Osborne first, uh-huh, if I can. He's in Dinnington in Sheffield and says, hi, Elvis, how do I ripen my pears?
Oh, first of all, I'm assuming he's referring to fruit there, and this is not some kind of weird British euphemism I'm not familiar with. Okay. Well, first of all, Sam, it kind of depends where you got your pears from. If you bought them in a fruit store, all you need to do is keep them at room temperature, and they ought to ripen up in 2 to 5 days. Here's a little thing. You want to speed things up a bit, stick them with your bananas.
Okay.
It's true, bananas give off a special gas that ripens other fruit. This is why if you have fruit that's already ripe, you should not stick them with your bananas.
Okay, Elvis knows. You're on Ask Elvis. We're going to go to Lynn Smales, I think, in Pontefract. Hello, Lynn, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Steve. How are you?
Very good. Good afternoon to you. And Elvis is here, and he's waiting for your question. He's in the building, and he wants to know what you want to know.
I would like to know, Elvis, how are you?
I'm splendid, thank you very much.
Splendid.
Yes, indeed. I'm ready to go. What do you have for me, Lynn?
Me and my partner, Martin, we're planning a trip to Honolulu next year.
Rockahula, baby.
When's the best time to visit?
It depends on what you want to do, Lynn. You wouldn't happen to be a surfer now, would you?
Not particularly, no.
It just so happens the best time for surfing is kind of the autumn time, later in the year. The waves are biggest and best around then. But
okay.
The weather's pretty good all year round. Obviously, it gets a lot busier during the summer, so if you don't mind it being slightly cooler, but would prefer to have a little more space to move around, then you might want to go in the wintertime or maybe in the springtime.
But generally the autumn.
Yeah, the autumn if you want to surf.
Uh-huh. We'll take that. Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for calling.
Have a nice trip.
We've got another question for Elvis. Go ahead, Tim.
Let's go to Derek Cook.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in Burnham-on-Sea, Somerset.
Lovely. And you're through to the King.
Hello, Elvis.
Hello there.
I'd like to know, why is it that no matter what colour a bar of soap is, the bubbles are always white?
That's a puzzler, isn't it, Derek?
It certainly is.
It's been keeping you awake nights, hasn't it?
It has.
It's been plaguing your very existence. Here's the thing, Derek. The bubbles are actually transparent. That's the thing. They are transparent, but they appear to be white because the white color of the foam is caused by the white light of the room reflecting from the bubble surface. And the light kind of scatters when it hits the bubble, and that's why it appears white, and you get those kind of nice little rainbow patterns around it.
Right.
For example, if you were, of course, sitting in a room filled with red light, I can't imagine why you would be in a room full of red light, Derek. Perhaps you were developing some photographs. The bubbles would appear to be red in keeping with the red light and the ambient light in the room.
I thought you'd finished there, but obviously you hadn't.
I'm totally sorry.
You're on Ask Elvis, and I think we can go to another call. Who's this?
Hi, it's Paul.
Hello, Paul. Where are you?
I'm in Peacetown, St John.
Oh, yeah, and what's going on there today?
I'm doing some decking in the garden.
You're doing decking, are you?
Yeah.
You're not knocking people out or anything like that?
No, I was wondering. I'm doing some decking in the garden. Just lining them up and sucking them out.
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah, that's
next,
another
please.
One checked. Yeah. What's your question for Elvis?
The question for Elvis is, uh-huh, I went to Vegas one time on a jumbo jet, and I wondered, how much does the paint weigh on a jumbo jet?
Uh-huh. Don't worry, Elvis will know.
How's the paint on a jumbo jet? Just a second, I'm just a second. Okay,
Human computer.
Watch this.
Come
out of the total surface area. This is sort of around 400 kilos, I believe.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
that's
400 kilos. That's a whole lot of paint. Bear in mind, the plane will be lighter and possibly a little more fuel efficient without the paint, but it will cost a whole lot more to maintain the metal because it would be rusting all the time. So,
Well,
of course, if they're all just plain metal colored, you wouldn't know which plane was which.
No, you wouldn't.
No,
thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There he goes. And that was another comprehensive answer.
Uh-huh.
This week, Elvis, we wanted to ask you to serenade us with a classic Jim Reeves track because I've noticed there's a couple of commercials on television at the moment using Jim Reeves tracks, and I've never heard Elvis do Jim Reeves.
Well, just kind of weird, because it probably sounds pretty good, and probably not entirely unlike Jim Reeves, now I think about it. Welcome to my world. Oh, won't you come on in? miracles, I guess, still happen now and then.
Sounds good.
My batteries are running
just
out.
Like Gentleman
Jim. Step into my heart. Ugh. Leave your cares behind. Now take your foot out of my heart because that hurts.
Can you
welcome
do distant
to my
drums?
World. But would you mind? Yeah, but you won't be able to hear them.
Yeah. You've been listening to Ask Elvis. Elvis will return in about 10 days from now.
I think I might just stay here.
Elvis.
I'm under the desk. Don't mind me. I'll be right here.
He's leaving the building.
I'm under the desk.